This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. One of my favorite subjects is adoption and, of course, foster care, and that we want to do everything we can to bless people, encourage them. And if you're an adoptive family, let you know you're part of a big family. We're all in this together. I'm an adoptive mom. I've told my story for years. Brought a baby home from Guatemala many years ago, and that little baby is now 23. If you're thinking about adoption, Saturday, November the 6th at Sweetwater, we're going to have our festival again and our celebration. Bring the kids. We're going to have fun and food that day. But I wanted to talk with someone who's also been through this. You've heard his voice for years. On Third Day, you know his name, Mac Powell. He's doing solo work now. We love hearing his new stuff. But he's an adoptive dad. So, Mac, thank you for your time. How are things going with you and your family?
Everything's great. I do apologize. I'm outside, and so the cicadas or the crickets or something are getting real loud. So don't think that anything weird is happening. It's just me being outside in the South.
I love it.
Yeah, everything's going great. My family is great. My middle child, she'll be going to college.
Nice.
So I'll have three kids at Liberty University in Virginia.
Wow.
And then my two youngest are 7th and 6th grade. So it's a whirlwind.
Oh, that's exciting. Well, here you said you got five kids. First, bless you and your wife. You're heroes to me.
That's why I'm on the road all the time. She's the one who raises them and takes care of them.
Come on, go Amy. We love you. We appreciate her and what she's doing. So three biological. Was there always a discussion about adoption, or did it hit one day that we need to do this?
Well, that's a great question. When Amy and I were dating and when things were getting really serious and you start talking about, all right, if we were to get married, you know, what do you think about children? All those questions. We worked at an after-school program together, and there were kids from different backgrounds and different skin colors and even different countries. And so it was an interesting little array. It was like a little United Nations in this little kindergarten room that we kept kids. We talked about often that we'd like to adopt one day. And then fast forward, we got married, and we're married for 2 or 3 years before we have our first child. And then you have another one. And then those conversations kind of, you talk about it, but it's, you know, kind of comes and goes. And there were times where she was really gung-ho about it and I wasn't. And then we would flip-flop, and there were times where I was like, all right, I'm ready. And she's like, well, this is going on and this is going on. There were some great friends of ours who had adopted a little boy from Guatemala, and we saw the joy that that brought into their lives. And of course, Mr. Stephen Curtis Chapman, you know, has been the advocate for a long time about adoption.
Yes.
And if you go see him in concert, you just instantly go, what do I got to do?
Uh-huh.
And so that started conversations more for us. And as we started looking into it more and praying more, and that's a long, long story, more than that I'm giving you. But we adopted our son, and he was a month old. And then not even a week before, a year later, we had another little girl. Just out of nowhere. Aww. It was a big surprise for us, but it's been an amazing journey. Lots of ups and downs, just like there is with having biological children.
Yes.
There's different sets of challenges and things you deal with, but it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. It reminds us of God's amazing grace and mercy upon us, how he's adopted us and brought us into his family. And so, I'm a big advocate of adoption, and it's changed our lives for the better.
Okay, that's all we needed to hear. Thank you. That was perfect. Knowing that adoption is a gift from God, and you just think, if it's on your heart, I feel like if you hear us talking today and it's tugging at your heart, that's just affirmation that God is speaking to you, and I would encourage you to pursue it. You can do that and find out everything you need to know at our adoption celebration for Saturday in November at Sweetwater. You'll find out everything you need to know at star883.com. And Mr. Mac Powell, thank you, sir, for your time. We'll love to hear from you again.
My pleasure. Thank you.
On my conversations link, you can find it there also at star883.com.